there, it's Misha, and we've got something special for you. I'm hosting KPCC's newest show, which launched today. You can listen to episode 0 right now, right here. My mom has told me this story, God, I don't even know how many times, about this thing I did when I was 3 and my sister was like 5 days old. It goes like this. My mom hears something, walks into the room where I am with my sister, and sees me throwing oranges at her. I know, I sound like a monster, right? She's like, Misha, stop, you're gonna hurt her. And I go, what? I'm doing it out of love. I have no idea what I'm supposed to think about myself when my mom tells this story. It does make me examine the jealousy I have in my relationship with my sister. Jealousy is something that I struggle with at work, in my relationship, all the time. It's part of who I am. You wouldn't know that if you met me. You'd see that I'm brown, petite, a woman, but you would have no idea who I am. You probably wouldn't even know that I'm Muslim. That's because I don't really fit what a lot of people think a Muslim is supposed to look like and act like and live like. And maybe I don't go out of my way to tell them because when they have found out, they ask me things like, where's your headscarf? Or how come you're drinking? Which makes sense because the only time Muslims are ever on TV or in the news, we're asked about Islamophobia or terrorism or our headscarves or praying 5 times a day. We're being pigeonholed, like we're only thinking about being Muslim 24/7. It's like we're only allowed to have one of 5 characteristics. God forbid you have a 6th. When I was 11 years old, I saw Maz Jobrani's Axis of Evil stand up. And there's this line in it that I think about all the time. It goes something like, and here's Muhammad. He's a Muslim baking a cookie
or something, right? Because I've been to Iran. We have cookies. Just once, I want CNN to be like, now we're going to go to Muhammad in Iran. They go to some guys like, hello, I'm Muhammad. And I'm just baking a cookie.
So there's another line that I think about all the time. It's this passage in the Old Testament that I read for the first time when I was 16. It's an important moment in all 3 Abrahamic religions. It's the moment Moses leaves Egypt and goes to Sinai.
He leaves behind the royal court and all the privileges of it.
I had the chance to ask this religious scholar, Reza Aslan, about it. So Moses walks up to a burning bush and he hears a voice.
The voice of God.
And the voice tells him to go back to Egypt, to his people. And Moses is like, what? Who are you?
Who should I say sent me?
The voice doesn't say a name, a religion, a gender.
The voice quite famously says,
it says something really unexpected.
You can tell them that I am I am.
It says Yahweh.
That's just a Hebrew word that means I am, I was, I will be.
Yahweh is not a name.
The deity didn't say, tell them I am Yahweh. That's not what he said. He said, tell them I am.
Tell them I am. You know, I'm not a religious scholar, but I was so struck by this. The voice doesn't want to be categorized. It can't be. It was hard for Moses not to categorize him. Even God was getting typecast. And it's hard for all of us not to categorize each other. But what a great example for those of us who want to transcend category. This is why I'm making this show. I want to create a space for people like me to transcend categories. I want to show a Muslim baking a cookie. Because our most noticeable traits are often not our defining ones. So in the last 6 months, I've asked 22 people, what's a moment in your life that defines you?
If somebody would say something, I would just turn it into a song. You might say, hey, we're going to be late, babe. We're going to be late. Gotta get going.
When you say you were a giant goth, like what did that look like for you?
Oh, my gosh. So I was the kind of insufferable kid who would say that.
Well, thanks. I'm not usually that good on the show. I get in trouble all the time.
Came out stripped down naked and more or less like ejaculates herself.
I would just do it like every so often. Okay, so tell me a little bit. Yeah. So yeah. Are you in the comedian part right now of your life or the Postmates part?
Comedian part right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I might actually like? I might actually order Postmates at some point. I'm not quite there yet, yeah. But one day.
I saw parts of myself in chefs, actors, fashion icons, skateboarders, rappers, comedians, astronomers, and scholars. People my parents' age, my grandparents' age, my age. And starting Monday, you'll get to meet these people too. One every weekday this Ramadan. You can just close your eyes and listen to a moment from their lives that means something to them. Some of them you might know. Some of them you'll meet for the first time. All of them are Muslim. And they're going to tell you who they are. And me, I'm Misha Youssef. This is Tell Them I Am. Thanks for listening to this episode of Tell Them I Am. If you liked it, you can hear Tan France from Queer Eye tell his story this Monday, May 6th. New episodes come out every weekday this Ramadan. Go subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and feel free to reach out to your girl on Twitter or Instagram at Misha Youssef.